This is the Define Startup Podcast Show with Curtis Anderton.
Hello and welcome back to the Define Startup Podcast. Today is a very, very special episode for me. I was able to interview another podcaster that I've been listening to for the last year now. He has motivated me in so many ways, and he actually was the one that inspired this podcast. He has a podcasting course on how to start a podcast on his website called eofire.com. He has a podcast called Entrepreneur on Fire, and so I followed his course, and this is what came of it, the Define Startup Show. So I'm very excited that I was able to interview him and have 15 minutes of his time. It was pretty surreal. I learned a ton, and I think this is our best interview that we've had so far. So I'm very excited for you guys to listen to it. To tell you a little bit about John. John has been podcasting for the last 4 or 5 years now. He's at the point now where he's made multi-million dollars a year. And just to give you guys a little bit of a grasp on the level that JLD is at, the month of November, he made over $200,000 in just the month of November. So this is a very serious entrepreneur, and I learned a ton from this interview, and I'm very excited to share it with you guys. We go over a little bit about his favorite book, as usual, tips on public speaking, talking about making a very good first impression for when you are networking, as well as if he could pick another industry to go into, what would that be? So there is a ton of really great content in this interview, and I know you're going to enjoy it. So sit back and relax and enjoy this interview with John Lee Dumas. All right, John Lee Dumas, welcome to the Define Startup Podcast. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm excited. I am fired up to be here, Curtis.
Great. So we'll dive right into the questions. So tell me a little bit about what inspired you to start the EO Fire Podcast.
You know, it's a pretty simple question because for me, I wanted to have the ability as a listener of podcasts to consume a daily podcast. It was interviewing successful and inspiring entrepreneurs. And so I went to find that show, and then I found it did not exist. So I said, wow, there must be other people like me that would love to have a show that was, you know, fresh, live every new day with another inspiring story from a successful entrepreneur. So why don't I be that change that I wanted to see in the world, to quote Gandhi. And that was me creating EO Fire. And I mean, that was 4+ years ago. That was 1,550 episodes ago. That was over 43 million listens ago. And it's been a lot of fun.
Wow, that's fabulous. So scratching your own itch, always an amazing way to start a company. So after starting your business and your podcast, how long after that did you make your first dollar?
It took me about 6 months. I was absolutely scrapping and hustling for 6 months, just trying to provide free, valuable, and consistent content to an audience. And it took me about 6 months to reach that tipping point, where when I did reach that tipping point, I was able to start generating decent revenue. It's something that we've actually done now for the past 40 months, Curtis, is we publish income reports at our website over at eofire.com/income, where we detail out our entire first year of revenue, which was like $26,000. So not nothing, but not a ton of money either. And then every month after that first year, we've done a monthly income report. We've detailed all the revenue that's coming in, as well as all the revenue that's going out for expenses, et cetera, just to really be detailed and to let people see what's working for us, what successes we're having, so that other podcasters and entrepreneurs can emulate those successes, but also what's not working for us, like, and what, you know, could people avoid making the same mistakes that we might have made on any given month as well. So a lot of revenue and monetization wins and losses over at eofire.com/income.
All right, now I know you share your last month's income report on your site. So what was that for the month of December?
So we haven't actually published December's yet. Okay. Because I've been on vacation for a couple weeks. November's was $205,000, and that's currently on our site right now. December's is complete, though. It's just at the time that we recorded, we haven't published it. But and I'm pretty sure it's going to be around the $215,000 range. But, you know, by the time this interview goes live, it very well may be completed and published, so people can check it out right at eofire.com.
That is amazing, John, and totally amps me up. So thank you for sharing that. Now, how did you grow your following from the start to 6 months later up until now?
So it's always been predicated on these three things: delivering free, valuable, and consistent content. If you're able to put those three things together in a recipe, for me, that was a podcast. I created a podcast that was free, as most podcasts are, that was valuable, thankfully, by the way, to my guests who provided the value, especially in the first couple hundred episodes, and then consistent. It was a daily show. Now, consistent doesn't have to mean daily. It can mean weekly. It can mean bi-monthly, whatever it means, but consistency has to be one of those ingredients as well. That's what allowed me to build the audience that I was able to then ask, what are you, my listeners, struggling with, listening to their pain points, their obstacles, and their challenges, and then providing them the solution in the form of products, services, communities.
All right, now I like to ask this question just to kind of expand our minds a little bit and get things make things interesting. So if you had to grow your following again in 1 month to pretty close to what you have now, what would you do? How would you go about doing that?
Well, that would be impossible.
Yeah.
It's frankly a marathon, my friends. I mean, people want the overnight success. They want the shortcuts. It just doesn't exist. You are going to build a business that is successful and that matters by taking the long-term approach, by looking at it as a marathon. And so I would do the exact same thing. I wouldn't try to rush to it because I would be creating something that wouldn't be supportable. It's like trying to build a skyscraper in a month. You can't do it. It takes years to build a skyscraper that's going to last the test of time. So I would start one building block at a time. I would create free, valuable, and consistent content, and I would build my audience one person at a time.
All right. Now, what is something you are currently obsessed with?
Well, I see that you have some options here, like board games, like The Walking Dead. I'm pretty obsessed with Westworld. Have you watched that yet?
No, I haven't, but I've heard a ton about it.
It popped my head off in a good way. Like, it's an HBO show, and wow, I haven't been more into a show in decades. Like, I literally am that person that refuses to watch two episodes in a row just because, like, I don't want to binge watch shows that I like because that means that they're over in, like, a couple days.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I want to spread out the awesomeness. So, like, I will never watch more than one show a day. And, I mean, to me, you know, like, watching seven shows in 7 days is plenty. Like, I don't need to sit down and watch, you know, all of House of Cards during one binge-watching session. So I never do that. But with Westworld, wow, I literally could not stop. I was just like, John, what are you doing? You're like on drugs right now. And I couldn't stop watching it. It's unbelievable.
All right. Well, good to know. That'll be my next show on the list then.
Oh, you won't regret it.
So what are two tips that you've learned that has made you a better public speaker?
Number one, prepare. I mean, that sounds simple, but a lot of people don't. And I mean, prepare to give the public speech that you're giving in the same environment that you're going to give it, which is in front of people, like not in front of a mirror, like actually standing up, like not sitting down. Like, you actually have to practice as you're going to preach, so to speak. So that is one tip that I've definitely learned. This made me better. And then number two, tell stories. You know, people just don't want to hear statistics and have people drone on. They want to hear stories. That's going to draw in the audience. So I always tell stories within my speeches, and it seems like I have a much more engaged audience than your average talker.
Awesome. And through kind of public speaking and networking, what would be your tips on making a really great first impression?
So first impressions are important, and I think a first impression is going to be you listening, not talking. Like, a lot of people want to make a good first impression by just, you know, basically giving a fire hose of information, like, I'm Johnny Dumas, I have a podcast that has a million listens a month, and all this stuff. It's like, what people want is somebody that's going to listen and care. So when I make a first impression, I ask questions, and then I listen. And just by doing those two things, asking questions and listening, I make a good first impression.
Great. And now I have a few more a little bit quick questions here before we end off the show. So we'll get right into those. What one book has had the greatest impact on your life, John?
So there's a lot of books that I would say have had big impacts on my life. But if I was to point back to one, it would definitely be Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That book just showed me at a very young age the power of masterminds and then the power of learning from those who have come before us. And I just, you know, realize that having people in your life that were motivated, that we're disciplined, that we're focused was important, but that book really showed me to what degree it meant. So I was very careful from that day forward on the people that I hung out with, the people that I spent my time with, because as Jim Rohn says, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I've really taken that quote to heart, and that was really driven home from Think and Grow Rich.
Okay. And what is one different industry that you are currently in that you would love to get into if you had the time?
If I had the time, I think I'd want to be an American Ninja Warrior. I just love the physical aspect of it because I think it's so cool that you can just dedicate yourself to waking up in the morning and just working on your overall health and fitness and nutrition. And then, like, the competitions are just fun. Like, you just go get to try some really crazy things that most people just, like, couldn't even imagine doing. You get to try to do those things. So that, to me, is just a really cool field that, you know, if I had – the time and the youth, because unfortunately, you know, at 37 years old, I'm past my prime. I could still probably give it a go, but you know, I'm definitely not what I was in my mid 20s. So who knows?
I think you should go for it. I think that would be incredible. Now, this goes along with the current launch that you got coming up. But what are three important tips on setting and reaching your goals?
So, you know, setting and reaching goals are incredibly important. That's why last year I launched the Freedom Journal, which is all about you accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days. And so for me to kind of maybe break down three quick tips there would be, you have to set a SMART goal. It has to be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. It has to hit those five attributes. And then number two, you have to have accountability with that. You have to have a person and hopefully the Freedom Journal as well that is guiding you through the accomplishment of that goal. And then you need some kind of time boundness. You need that 100 days that I've put in there with the Freedom Journal to make sure that you're not just stretching this goal out, you know, for years into indefiniteness, but you're actually doing it in a specific time frame. So those would be three tips that I'd say. And, you know, it kind of leads into what I'm pretty fired up about right now, which is the launch that's kind of following up on the Freedom Journal. Because, you know, that was all about accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days. And a lot of people would do that. Then they say, okay, well, John, now what? Now I've accomplished this big goal. Like, how do I keep up the heat? So I've created, and now on January 23rd of 2017, I'm launching on Kickstarter the Mastery Journal, which is all about you mastering productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days. These are three incredibly important skills that I've mastered over the 4 years. It's allowed me to turn EO Fire into a multi-million dollar a year business. And I wanted to pass that learning and that knowledge and that mastery onto my listeners and people that want to master those three skills. So anybody that wants to learn more about that can head over to themasteryjournal.com and check it out.
Well, I am so excited for that to launch. Now, for our very last question here, what is the most important advice that you have for entrepreneurs out there?
It would be an old Chinese proverb, which is, if you want to be, do. Like, I wanted to be a podcaster. I had to do podcasting. I had to just do podcasting. I was not good, but the only way I was going to become good was to actually be bad, and then be bad, and then be bad, and then to be kind of bad, and then to be kind of bad, and to slowly improve. Michael Jordan didn't make his first free throw. Tiger Woods did not hit a hole-in-one with his first golf swing. We're all bad when we start. So if you want to be X, do X.
Wow, that is so powerful and so motivating. So I really appreciate that wisdom. So thank you. And thank you so much, JLD, for being on the Define Startup podcast today. I really enjoyed your time, and I know my listeners are going to love this episode.
Thanks, Curtis.
Awesome. Well, have a wonderful day and enjoy the cold weather, unfortunately.
Only for a couple more hours, and I leave for Puerto Rico.
Oh, that sounds amazing. All right. Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that episode with John Lee Dumas. If you guys want to find more about him, you guys can check out eofire.com. You'll be able to find his Mastery Journal as well as his Freedom Journal there. Those journals are amazing systems that are going to help you achieve your biggest goals. They're leather, they're beautiful. Make sure you guys go get your hands on them. If you want to find more about John's podcast, Mastery Journals, as well as some other things that John is doing, including all of his awesome blogging and content that he puts on eofire.com, you guys can find them at the show notes. And the show notes are at medium.com/Curtis Anderton, or you can just Google search The Defined Startup Show, and everything you need to know will come up there, including this episode and its information, as well as all of our previous guests. Also, make sure you guys sign up for The Defined Startup Newsletter. When you go check out the show notes for this show, at the very bottom of the page, Upscribe has provided a beautiful opt-in link where you can put your email in and receive notifications from me, and I know that you guys are going to enjoy the content to come. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your time. You are a wonderful person, and remember, you have what it takes. I believe in you. Go do something great today and this weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will catch you in the next one.